This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has closed Civic Center Park and nearby areas to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Park rangers will enforce the closure. That comes days after the city closed the parks at Red Rocks. Coloradans will soon get access to more information about nursing homes where the new coronavirus has taken hold. The state had been requiring formal requests before releasing the names of elder care facilities with outbreaks. Now they say that starting Wednesday, the state health department plans to release reports every week. That data will show outbreaks, confirmed cases, and deaths related to COVID-19 at elder care facilities. Governor Polis hopes Colorado can start to return to normal when the state's stay-at-home order expires later this month, but it may be too early to tell whether April 26th is a realistic goal for lifting that order. Julie Lundborg is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
We have seen a little bit of a leveling off in the new patients coming in, and that's the first step toward a promising scenario and toward us feeling like the social distancing has worked. And so I think between now and when that order is set to expire, we'll watch that data like a hawk.
She says it's important that any return to normalcy is done responsibly to avoid a new surge of COVID-19 patients. A handyman in Denver has been sentenced to 195 years in prison for causing an explosion that destroyed a row home and injured 9 people in 2018. Todd Perkins was sentenced Friday. Authorities say he broke into an apartment, poured gasoline, and opened natural gas lines, setting off the explosion. Prosecutors say that Perkins was angry with the building's owner who had fired him. This is CPR News.